Peace FM.
Check. There we go.
106.7. Ponzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on SuperSport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
Good evening. The headlines. Police reserve officer gives testimony in former IBA Director General's murder case. Civil society consortium to take legal action over 2.3 million Kwacha government payments to illegal chiefs. And in global news, four Kenyan police officers charged over babies killing as others freed. With the 18 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. A police reserve officer from Northmead Police Post, William Shower, has recounted before Lusaka High Court Judge Vincent Siloka how former Independent Broadcasting Authority IBA Director General Guntila Mulea was abducted and how he later learned of his death. Mr. Shower told the court that on the evening of the 22nd of July 2024, he and the two accused senior officers, who include Caleb Zulu and Mutusani Dokoe, trailed Mr. Mulea from Mass Media to Mika Convention Center in a red RAV4. He narrated that Mr. Zulu led and identified the officers as from Lusaka Central and handcuffed Mr. Mulea before placing him in their vehicle on account that the late former IBA Director General had committed an offense. During testimony, the reserve officer broke down as he described being left at Northmead Police Post while Mr. Mulea was driven away by the two officers to Lusaka Central Police Station, and he later found out that they were not there. He said he only learned the next day that Mr. Mulea's body had been found with gunshot wounds in Njolwe area during questioning at command center. The four accused, including two police officers, Mutusani Dokoe Basa and Alex Caleb Zulu, a businessman, Samuel Dokoe, and an accountant, Francis Chipioka, denied the murder charge. The four are linked to the murder of Mr. Mulea, who went missing on the 22nd of July 2024 and was found dead the next day. A research by a consortium of civil society organizations on the welfare of chiefs has revealed that government is allegedly spending over 2.3 million kwacha annually from taxpayers' money to support illegal chiefs and their retainers without chiefdoms. Consortium Deputy Chairperson Solomon Goma says the research indicates that at least 11 illegal chiefs receiving government payments do not have chiefdoms reflected on Zambia's official 1958 chiefdom boundary map. He says this discrepancy not only undermines the integrity of the chieftaincy institution, but also contributes to fiscal inefficiencies and inequality among traditional leaders. Mr. Ngoma notes that despite concerns raised by members of the consortium regarding the existence of ghost chiefs, the Ministry of Local Government has been slow on this matter. He says the consortium has therefore decided to pursue legal recourse and take the matter to the courts for an authoritative interpretation.
The speciality in benefit allocation, where some headmen or some sub-chiefs receive public funds illegally, while some legitimate chiefs do not have assistance in the current administration, and we wonder why security agencies did not take note of it. Has it amounted to misapplication of public funds? If this issue was left by the previous administration, it is now the responsibility of His Excellency President Hakainde's administration to resolve it in line with the aspirations of the Zambian people expressed in the constitution and the law.
The Rural Electrification Authority, REA, has commended government's determination and commitment to ensuring rural electrification connectivity. Speaking this this afternoon during the commissioning of the Mbanutu grid extension project in Luamba district of the Western Province. RIA Chief Executive Officer Linus Chanda notes that the last 4 years have topped financing to the authority by any government since its inception. In a speech read for him by RIA Director Engineering Services Alex Mbumba, Mr. Chanda disclosed that out of the 372 projects that RIA has embarked on since inception, 192 have been done in the last 4 years under the current administration, which shows government's commitment to rural electricity connectivity. Mr. Chanda has expressed optimism that the commissioned project, which costs 10.2 million kwacha, will improve the lives of Mbanutu residents as well as open up economic activity in the district.
If you look at the history of RIA, 372 projects that we've done from the time we were established, 195 out of 372 projects have been done in the last 4 months. And this includes those that are connected on our off-grid systems. This simply gives an indication of how we are now basically tackling the mandate that you've given us to ensure that by 2030, everyone across the country is connected to the national grid.
At the same event, Energy Minister Makoso Chikwote says government is ready to ensure that every rural household in the country is connected to electricity by 2031. Mr. Chikwote has noted that rural connectivity has improved from 8% in 2022 to 34% in 2024.
The digital leaders in the Rapa district, you must stop fighting. You are going to delay development that is supposed to change Rwampa. Our interest is to make sure that the livelihood of people in Rwampa turns to a better one. Because these are the two things that are delaying us. You can see the solar plant which was supposed to take place there. Up to now, there's nothing which is happening. Reason is because of you, traditional leaders. Please, our humble appeal, you village headmen who support this traditional thing, please, can you bring unity among us yourself to allow us to bring development to Rwanda?
Government has initiated the formation of an Artificial Intelligence AI Council to strengthen the implementation of the country's AI strategy. National Science and Technology Council, NSTC Director Ges Mugala, says a partnership involving government, Copperbelt University, CBU, Unipod, and the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, is being established to support youths, inventors, and innovators. Speaking today at the Copperbelt University, CBU, Unipod, Mr. Mugala also highlighted the availability of the Science and Technology Youth Innovation Fund under the NSTC and has encouraged young inventors and innovators across the country to take advantage of the resource.
And one of the funds that we have been managing for a long time, and we really need to get to know about the fund, is the Science Technology Youth Innovation Fund. The fund is set for the youth in the promotion of science and technology. And the charting is 30 years old. And it is from the government, and we scout for ideas. So these new areas which are coming up, for example, artificial intelligence and everything, those are the things that we are looking for. Because we know the impact. The resources that they are going to be allocated to those ones. But we are looking for ideas to resolve those issues.
Meanwhile, Youth and Sports Permanent Secretary Kangwa Chileshe has urged young people, particularly university students, to contribute ideas and solutions to the country's various challenges, including in the agriculture and energy sectors.
So, I'm here to listen to you. I'm here very optimistic that instead of finding solutions here, what solutions do you have? You could spend the whole day. I have all kinds of solutions. But one of the things that we've done, or we've chosen to do through your president, is not to prescribe solutions to you as young people. But we want you as young people to tell us that this is where the art is. This is what resonates with us. We are the generation that wants to utilize AI and make it relevant to Zambia in the mining sector.
and UNDP Deputy Country Representative Laura Rudasingwa emphasized the importance of innovation hubs like the CBU Unipod in generating ideas that can drive sustainable development. In global news, four Kenyan police officers have been charged